Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view, and thank you, Elvis Presley. I just saw him live last night at the Million Dollar Quartet musical. At least somebody portraying him, and it was a lot of fun. You can email me at bruce@bruceallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com, or follow me on Twitter at Bruce Sallon. My next guest is Zoe Brown. She is just 19 years old, and she has a lot to discuss and offer and share with us, and has quite a story to tell. So, Zoe, welcome to the Bruce Allen Show.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here, and her mom, Chris, is with us as well, and she is taking pictures and is ready to kick me under the table if I do anything out of line in the form of questions, but I don't think we're too worried about that. Zoe is a young girl who's been through a lot and has come out on the other side with a passion and a vision of what she wants to do and what she wants to see done in our justice system. So rather than me parroting a reading from a pre-planned script, Zoe, I'd love you to share your story to our listeners. So
great.
The forum is yours, darling.
Okay. I created a website called Victims Get Vocal to reach out and tell my story. I was sexually molested from 11 to 14 by a family relative, and I came forward eighth grade to my teacher and reported it, and then I went to the police and told my mom freshman year because it was a lot on my back and I wanted to get all the stress off and try to get him charged. So I created this website because I got turned down twice.
Turned down by?
By the DA for charging him. They opened the case twice and I still didn't get him behind bars. So
what was the reasons they gave you?
I didn't have physical evidence.
Oh, it's just your word.
Yeah. So.
Wow. So yeah. What did you do from there? I mean, aside from obviously you had to be angry.
Yeah, I was very angry. I got arrested out of anger for not getting him charged and drove under the influence of a controlled substance. After that night in jail, I wanted to get my life back together, and I created this website with my mom last November.
Again, it's called?
VictimsGetVocal.com.
Okay, and what can we find on the website, and what can people do?
You can find my chat. I have a chat room website on the link, and it comes right to my email directly, and I can reply, give feedback, listen to anybody else who wants to speak out and reach out.
Do you have a live chat?
Yeah, I do have a live chat room. It's
That's
direct
That's
link
cool.
that comes right through my email personally, and I can just reply right there.
So that means someone else in a similar situation has someone to listen to them
exactly,
that knows what
yes.
they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is one of those things you might study, you might read about, but there's just no way.
Yeah.
You're going to know what it feels like to be a young, vulnerable child that's been taken advantage of by an adult. And I know it applies in both directions. As you were mentioning to me recently, the Jerry Sandusky trial, which I gather it's going to the jury right now.
Yes,
and I'm
correct.
Sure you have some opinions about that.
I do. I'm very grateful that 10 kids have come forward about him, you know, doing the molestation to them, and I think it's great that they have that much courage to reach out, because not a lot of people do, and only 1 out of 10 people end up even telling their story, which is
it's really interesting. You know, you may not know this, but my background is in television, and I was a television producer for many years, and we made television movies, and there was a movie done long before you were born called A Case of Rape. And it starred Elizabeth Montgomery, and it showed, it's kind of hard to believe, but it showed how a woman who went in and reported a rape was basically treated like dog meat, mm-hmm. like it was her fault, and the police were not only insensitive, but accusatory. This was only 30 years ago, 35
oh,
years
wow.
ago. And that movie started a storm of protest and changed ultimately the way police departments across the country treat rape victims. Now, I'm talking about adults.
Yeah.
Okay, the horror of it being perpetuated on a child is even more, just hard to imagine. But the fact that there was such a lack of awareness and
yeah.
care and consideration just 30-some years ago, and this movie did make a big impact, and I like to believe that what I did in some of the other films I did, which I did a film about homelessness, and for instance, and that film was shown to Congress and made a lot of people aware of what was going on in that regard. And what you're doing is basically carrying on in an odd way the legacy that was begun with that movie and other people that have gone out and taken the risk of exposing themselves figuratively. And I think it's even more than exposing yourself in any other way. To expose your vulnerability, your fears, what happened, to be the potential subject of doubt mm-hmm. or questioning your truth.
Yeah.
That had to be really hard. And you're still only 19.
Yeah, I know. I've been, my goal out of all of this that I've created this website is to just reach out and help others come forward and get their justice, because I didn't get mine and I got my innocence stolen from me.
So you never did get resolution?
No, I did.
They never did prosecute?
No, he still walks free to this day. Hmm. So it's actually, you know, 1 out of 3 girls and 1 out of 6 boys are molested before the age of 18. So kind of shows, you know, how many people.
And it's usually somebody in the inner circle. Isn't it? I mean, it's not strangers as much as it is somebody connected to the family.
And 1/3 of them, or 1/3 of the percentage, are family members. And most of the child molesters are, they know the person in some way. Like they know the child and the child knows them.
And so there's a trust built there mm-hmm. to begin with. And there, the child, of course, is not old or mature enough, let alone physically strong enough to resist.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about, you know, victims get a bad mouth because too many people, I think, cry victim. But this is a genuine victim. I mean, a child is a real victim. I get really irritated when certain groups are, you know, claiming victim status because it demeans and makes small real victims like what you went through and the people that you're trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing you're doing. It's going to help you heal.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about it in the previous segment that the good you do in life is so much more endearing and enduring as far as how you feel about yourself than the fun you might do. You know, going to a movie, going to a concert, oh, it's great. Getting a new car, buying, mm-hmm. getting possession, wonderful. But the fact that you could change someone's life, that a child might open up because you've touched them, that's going to feel 1,000 times better than getting an iPad or whatever it is that you want.
I think it's all about the bravery and finally having the courage to stand forward, because he walks free and, you know, it's still hard to deal with. But, I mean, this is a big effort for me and I want to just see other people.
I have a really odd question to ask you in this regard, but do you believe in God?
I do.
Okay, because I believe that there's ultimate justice. And we can try to make better justice on this planet in mm-hmm. our lives, and what you're doing is that. But I believe he will get ultimate justice. And I believe that to the body and heart of my soul, because otherwise I think there's really no reason to live. What separates us from human beings? If there's no ultimate justice and nobody gets rewarded and punished, I don't know how that takes place. I struggle with the manifestation of that ultimate reward, but or punishment in this case. But I have to. I want to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, and you too, you will have an ultimate reward for what you've been through and, more importantly, the good that you're doing now.
And I know one day, even though he didn't get charged here and he got away with it, and I know his time will come eventually, whether it's for me or for someone else.
Not to mention he lives in his own skin.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, he probably is miserable deep inside, but I don't really give a darn about him. We are nearly out of time. Again, please very clearly and slowly tell our listeners the website and anything that you would like them to do and know about it.
My website is www.victimsgetvocal.com, and it's a nonprofit organization.
So do you accept donations that will go towards furthering your efforts?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that would be, to me, a very worthwhile thing for my listeners to do. Well, Zoe, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I wish you luck in your ongoing efforts and whatever your life may bring. You still have all of that ahead of you.
I'm still standing.
You're still standing and then some. She's, by the way, I have the pleasure of looking at her. She's an adorable, very attractive young girl. So she's got it all ahead of her. And that's the way you survive. You don't play the victim. You play survivor. And she is doing it very well. It is time for another break. We will be back with closing remarks after these messages.
Everything looks so dark. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.